Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies in the mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll continue with sunny skies again in the mid-50s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly cloudy in the upper 20s. Saturday, looks like a chance of a wintry mix. Cloudy skies, 34. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy with snow. Right now, it's 28.
When you bring your vehicle to Moss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Moss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday morning. The Kansas Highway Patrol says three people have died in a crash involving two semi-trailer trucks. The head-on collision occurred early yesterday morning on Highway 54 near the town of Wellsford in Kiowa County. Both trucks caught fire. The highway was closed for several hours after the crash. The names of the people killed have not yet been released. A Lawrence police officer who shot a man during an arrest is asking that criminal charges against her be dropped. In a motion filed last week in Douglas County, attorneys for 26-year-old Brindley Blood argued that Blood shot 35-year-old Akira Lewis in self-defense, which makes her immune from prosecution under Kansas law. Blood was charged with aggravated battery after shooting Lewis back in May. And weather forecasters in the Sunflower State say temperatures will continue to go up today and tomorrow ahead of a strong weekend cold front. Mid-America Network News.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
The man charged with running over a Wichita police officer last year has pleaded guilty. Justin Tarasas pleaded guilty yesterday to aggravated battery, fleeing and eluding, and two counts of possession of methamphetamine. Prosecutors say Tarasas ran over Wichita police officer Brian Arterburn while fleeing in a stolen vehicle back in February of 2017. KTV reports District Attorney Mark Bennett said the state and defense have agreed to a 39.5-year prison sentence. A 40-year-old Lawrence man was sentenced to more than 12 years in federal prison for soliciting a 16-year-old girl to send him images of her in sexual poses. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister said yesterday that Jamie Drake was sentenced for coercion and enticement of a minor. Drake admitted that he asked the girl from Franklin County to send him sexual photos. Drake offered to pay the girl's bills and to send her money. Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A Beatrice man has been sentenced to 15 to 20 years in prison for taking video and photos of a minor he's accused of sexually abusing. Radio station KWBE reports that 56-year-old Russell Mann was sentenced yesterday in Gage County District Court. Mann had earlier pleaded to attempted visual depiction of sexually explicit conduct, attempt of a felony, and intrusion on a person without consent. A student is denying accusations that he sexually assaulted a female acquaintance at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Buffalo County court records say 19-year-old Preston Melroy of Holdridge and 18-year-old Zachary Rykowski of Fairbury are charged with felony sexual assault. Melroy's attorney Brian Davis said yesterday that Melroy would be pleading not guilty. No word yet on Rykowski's plea. Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection. Inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repair done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Drivers are urged to exercise caution with car deer accidents on the rise. Deer mating season peaks in mid-November with increased activity. Migration to new feeding areas is also underway as crops are harvested and foliage disappears. Shorter days and longer periods of darkness also contribute, with most activity around dawn and dusk as vehicle travel increases. Drivers are reminded not to swerve to avoid collision, which often results in collision with other vehicles or leaving the roadway. Winter Weather Awareness Day for Kansas will be Thursday, November 15th. The National Weather Service selects one day each fall to remind Kansans of the risks associated with winter weather. Ag producers are reminded of a November 15th deadline for application for livestock forage disaster program benefits, which may provide compensation to eligible producers suffering grazing losses due to drought. Final application deadline is January 30th, but producers are encouraged to meet the November 15th timeline in case they need to submit a late file acreage report. For additional information, contact the Marshall County FSA office at 562-5343. The FSA office also advises that committee election ballots will be going out soon, with a December 3rd return date due for local administrative area 3. Currently, represented by Michael Caffrey of Frankfort, he is among three candidates on the ballot, also including Rachel Stoll of Frankfort and Blake Gertler of Beatty. The 6th annual pre-Thanksgiving gun show in Marysville is this weekend, Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 3 at the National Guard Armory in Marysville. The event is open to the public. Twin Valley Developmental Services will again host Christmas Cheer in the Pines this Friday evening in Blue Rapids. A festival of trees, as well as a live and silent auction and raffle, will benefit Twin Valley residents and programs. The public is welcome to attend, with advance tickets available at Twin Valley in Beatty or Greenleaf and the Warehouse Thrift Shop in Waterville. For details, contact Stacy Whiting at 556-9117. Valley Heights Elementary Schools were recently recognized as a 2018 Exemplary High Performing National Blue Ribbon School. A delegation including Superintendent John Bergkamp, Elementary Principal Robert Green, and teachers Justine DeBoer and Sarah Kaler traveled to Washington, D.C. to accept the award on behalf of USD 498. This is Fall Cleanup Week in the city of Marysville. The city brush dump site is open daily through Friday, 9 to 5:30. City crews will be canvassing neighborhoods on a rotating basis. That schedule is available at Marysville City Hall. Additional contracts for purchase of power generated by a proposed wind farm in Nemahal County have been committed by Landall Corporation Marysville and both Kansas and Kansas State Universities. The project is expected to break ground next year. The walking track at the new Marysville High School Activity Center is open to the public. USD 364 Superintendent Bill Mullins.
We have the availability to use that. It's open every morning, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. to 7:30 a.m. The doors automatically unlock to let patrons in. The evenings are a little bit more challenging because we have so many activities. The walking track is essentially available from 5:30 to 9 most evenings. So if we have an activity going on, we ask that the patrons pay to attend that activity. But we're doing our best to keep it open Monday through Friday, both of a morning and of an evening. It takes about 12 laps to make a mile. It's a nice, safe, well-lit, comfortable walking area. We have people using it almost every day, it seems like. We encourage people to come take advantage of that.
Irvine J. Glick, age 97, of Kennewick, Washington, formerly of Marshall County, passed away. A graveside service is planned Monday, 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Irvine Glick. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, meatloaf, baby bakers, wheat bread, green beans, and apricots. Tomorrow, vegetable soup, chicken salad, wheat bread, veggie plate, and grape salad. Check of a school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High Girls Basketball at Fort Riley this afternoon. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Remember Our Fallen Kansas Traveling Memorial will be on display at the Marysville American Legion Tuesday through Saturday this week, 9 a.m. until 7 p.m., honoring Kansas soldiers lost in the line of duty since 9/11. Remembering Our Kansas Fallen Traveling Memorial, 9 to 7 daily at the Marysville American Legion through Saturday.
Enjoy a magical winter wonderland at Christmas Cheer in the Pines. Twin Valley Developmental Services invites you to their annual fundraiser Friday from 6:30 to 10 at St. Monica's St. Elizabeth Church Hall in Blue Rapids. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, beer, wine, whiskey tastings, and entertainment, plus a live and silent auction. Tickets are $25 or $44 a pair and are available at Twin Valley in Beatty and Greenleaf and at the Warehouse Thrift Store in Waterville and at the door. Come for a wonderful night of Christmas cheer. Visit Twin Valley Facebook page for more information.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we're seeing more quiet weather as we head throughout the rest of the day. Continuing into it tomorrow, we're going to see mostly sunny skies. Before we do have a low that will move across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, a cold front will dip down, bringing us a chance for some wintry precipitation, it looks like, as we head into the start of the weekend. Otherwise, we'll continue with these mild temperatures, but definitely going to see a cool down as we head into Saturday. So looking at the forecast for today, sunny skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, we'll have sunny skies, mid-50s, with wind gusts as high as 20. Friday night, mostly cloudy, low at 29. As into Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of a wintry mix. We'll see highs at 34. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, chance of snow showers in the lower 20s. For Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, lower 30s. And Sunday night, mostly clear. And that's looking your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-November 56, record high on this date 77 in 1897. The average low 34 and the record low is 6 degrees in 1940. Sunset this evening 5:08, sunrise in the morning at 7:06. 26 degrees under clear skies at sunrise this morning in Marysville. Winds light favoring the south at around 5 miles an hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 15th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A spoiled debut and history made in L.A. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Magic scored 21 straight points in the fourth quarter, overcoming a 16-point deficit and spoiling the Sixers' debut of Jimmy Butler. Terrence Ross hit the dagger.
Can they keep it going that way? Ross going to lean into a three. He splayed the legs and knocked down the three.
On WDBO, Orlando knocks off Philly 111-106. At the Staples Center, LeBron James passed Will Chamberlain for fifth all-time on the NBA scoring list, dropping 28 of his 44 points in the second half against Portland.
Stauskas blocked by LeBron! A spectacular block by the King! Here he comes with the ball the other way. 360, go to the rim, lay it up and in. LeBron doing it on both ends.
On ESPN LA 710, Lakers won 126-117. New York Mets right-hander Jacob DeGrom won his first Cy Young Award. He received 29 of the 30 first-place votes. This is ABC Sports. Duke came out of the gates on fire with an early 21-1 run against Eastern Michigan. Zion Williamson continuing to put on a show for the Blue Devils, scoring 21 points and 9 rebounds.
Another steal from Reddish. And a 4-on-3 run out, and Zion!
On the Blue Devil IMG Sports Network, Duke routes the Eagles 84-46 in their first game as the nation's top-ranked team. The Pistons rallied from 19 down against the East-leading Raptors. Blake Griffin finished with 30 points and 12 rebounds, but Reggie Bullock drilled the game winner as time expired to stun the Toronto crowd.
Alderon gets it in. Bullock! They won it!
On WMGC, Pistons head coach Dwayne Casey gets the win over his former team, 106-104. The Thunder strike down the Knicks, 128-103. Celtics stop the Bulls, 111-82. This is Rich Cantu.
Friday Night Football, it's the 8-man Division II Sub-State Championship. Hanover at Axtell, live on Key and DY FM 95.5. Streaming on our website and our mobile app as well.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The prospect of getting a farm bill finished in the lame duck appears low, as there is much the conference committee must agree on. Lawmakers return to work this week with a busy lame duck session in store and a farm bill full of disagreements on policy. The House and Senate must work quickly also to pass federal funding items by early December. House Ag Committee leadership met briefly this week, but it appears no decisions have yet been made. Representative Colin Peterson, the expected House Ag Committee chair, said he's been adamant he doesn't want to rewrite a farm bill next year. Current Chair Mike Conaway has previously said that the two are looking to figure out a way to get the House offer that is passable by the Senate. Well, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley told reporters yesterday that a one-year extension of the 2014 farm bill may be needed, as the farm bill debate could extend sometime into next year. Federation and USDA announcing they will engage in a foresight-based marketing study called Pork 2040. The study will investigate changing consumer attitudes and trends in developing and emerging U.S. pork export markets in 17 defined countries. The effort will be more comprehensive than previous efforts, investigating the factors that shape consumer opinions and markets. The study will also focus on forecasting the pork and pork product demand landscape over the next several decades to help determine where to best invest checkoff resources. Finally, the research will assess trends in the development of new production and marketing technologies, as well as a growing environmental concern and emerging legal, trade, and regulatory regimes around the globe. China, which has a growing and increasing urban population base, will be the first country studied through Pork 2040. A research platform will be developed to enable the U.S. pork industry to design and implement a long-term strategy for U.S. pork consumption in China, and to add context to one of the most critical export markets. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Kind of a tough day in spots for our futures markets on Wednesday. December corn did manage to finish up a half a cent at 367. March up a quarter cent at 378. After some two-sided back-and-forth trading, most of the later months were lower. Kansas City wheat never could get on track. December down 5.5 at 481. March down 5.25 at 504 and a quarter. We saw similar losses in Chicago and Minneapolis wheat. Soybeans were the bright spot. November beans up 3.25 at 870.5. Jan beans up 5.25 at 883.5. Later months were all up by 5 cents or more. The products came along for the ride higher. December soybean meal finished at 305.70, up a buck 80. January was at 307.60, also up $1.80. December soy oil was 2 points higher at 27.57. January was up 5 points at 27.78. So a decent day in the soy complex, but corn and Kansas City wheat did not fare well. Livestock had some troubles too. December live cattle down 77 at 114.60. February down 15 at 118.60.
Each of the later months also lower. November feeders unchanged at 148.97. They go off the board today. January feeders unchanged at 146.97. Everything else was trending lower. December hogs down 30 at 57. Even February hogs up 17 at 62.35. So we did see some plus signs with hogs. So all was not totally lost in the livestock complex on Wednesday. December cotton 53 points higher at 76.39. while March cotton was 69 points higher at 78.35, so a better day for cotton. Crude oil had a really tough day on Tuesday, but tried to gain some back on Wednesday. Late in the afternoon, December crude up 37 cents at 56.06. January crude up 42 at 56.26. Mixed numbers in the futures markets on Wednesday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lemagrain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, 2,000-hour full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The use of dicamba has become both a blessing and a curse. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The EPA recently announced that it is extending the registration of dicamba for 2 more years to control weeds in fields for cotton and soybean plants that have been genetically engineered to resist dicamba. There have been some additional restrictions, including a 45-day window after planting in which dicamba can be used. Well, Dr. Bob Hartzler, a professor of agronomy and an extension weed specialist at Iowa State University, says that arbitrary 45 days doesn't really work because if the seeds are planted late in the spring, it'll be too warm for the use of dicamba safely before that 45 days expires.
Right. So if we had a perfect spring and everybody got their beans planted by the second week of May, then I think that 45 days would be beneficial. But if you look at the USDA numbers for planting progress here in Iowa, by May 15th, we're only at 51% of soybeans planted. So that means half the beans are being planted at a date where applications will be legal into July. And those are the applications where we have risk. You know, I was looking for something that would restrict the applications late in the season, and they've made some, I guess I would call them window dressing. It makes it look like they've done something, but in my opinion, it's not, they're not dealing with the problems. They did further restrict the time of day that the herbicide can be applied. So in 2018, they limited applications to between sunrise and sunset. Now they shorten that window by 3 hours. So it has to be within, or you can't apply it until an hour after sunrise and 2 hours before sunset. The purpose of that is to reduce the likelihood of spraying during temperature inversions that traps the spray droplets near the ground, and they can just move across the landscape. And there's no doubt that growers spraying during inversions has been an issue.
Despite the precautions taken, there has been damage caused by dicamba drift. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Back after this.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 40 black spring calving cows, 6 to 8 years old, 12 replacement quality Holstein heifers, breeding age, 20 Holstein bull calves, up to 6 weeks, 10 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 500 pounds, 20 black and red steers and heifers, 450 to 5, 12 black and white faced steers and heifers, 450 to 6. 15 black and red steers nevers, 475 to 6, 20 mixed steers, 5 to 5.5, 11 black crossbred steers nevers weighing 5 to 6. 22 black baldy steers nevers weighing in at 5 to 6, 20 black steers nevers, 5 to 650, 10 black and red steers nevers, 5 to 650, 60 black steers nevers, 5 to 650, 11 weighing 5 to 7, 27 crossbred steers nevers, 5 to 7, 12 black steers weighing in at 5 to 7. 35 black and white faced steers and heifers, 5 to 7. 223 black steers and heifers, 5 to 8. Another 22 weighing 5, 25 to 650. 30 black and red baldy steers and heifers, 5 and a quarter to 6 and a half. 25 black steers weigh 550 to 675. 14 black steers and heifers, 550 to 7. 45 weighing in at 575 to 7. 40 Charlotte cross steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 35 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7. Another 22 weighing 6 to 750. 37 black steers, 6 and a quarter to 7. 11 crossbred steers, never 6, 25 to 8. 40 black crossbred steers, never 6, 25 to 8. 17 black steers off grass. Those are among early consignment listings for today's sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sunny but chilly, 26 degrees. Warm up continues today. Highs around 50 on tap.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Number 2 Kansas at 2-0 continues its two-game homestand, hosting Louisiana tomorrow at Allen Fieldhouse. The Jayhawks coming off an 84-68 win over Vermont in KU's regular season home opener on November 12th in a campus round game of the NIT season tip-off. KU and the Ragin' Cajuns will square off on Jayhawks Network and ESPN+. The tip-off time in tomorrow night's matchup at 7 o'clock. So while we're talking KU round ball, KU head coach Bill Self announced yesterday on the first round of the signing period that combo guards Isaac Mackey McBride and Christian Braun have each signed a national letter of intent to play men's basketball at the University of Kansas. McBride, a 6'1", 180-pound guard from Little Rock, Arkansas, and the 6'6", 180-pound Braun, a Kansas native. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you ready to maximize your uptime in the field and save 15% while doing it? This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons, offering big savings and special discounts until December 31st on all AGCO PM360 maintenance plans. Bring your equipment into Schmidt & Sons for an AGCO PM360 inspection, inspected by our factory-trained certified technicians, and you will receive peace of mind knowing your equipment will operate at peak performance, minimizing costly repairs, increasing uptime, and improving your trade-in value. Plus, repair done in our service department entitle you to 1-year warranty on parts and 6 months warranty on labor. Right now, the deal is even sweeter because with your inspection, not only can you receive up to 15% off on AGCO parts, with approved credit, you can receive 0% interest and no payments for 180 days on repairs of $1,000 or more. Give us a call at either the Mount Hope or Winfield location to sign up for the AGCO PM360 maintenance inspection and get the peace of mind you need and deserve all season long. Or find us on the web at schmitting.com.
Having already talked about the KU Jayhawks taking on the Ragin' Cajuns tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we should also note that the K-State Wildcats men's basketball team will be in action tomorrow night. They play at 6:30, taking on the Eastern Kentucky Colonels. And the Wichita State Shockers, on the road today, they'll take on the Davidson Wildcats, tip off in that matchup at 6 o'clock this evening. Authorities say a former college basketball player in Kentucky has been killed in a murder-suicide in suburban Kansas City. Police in Shawnee found the bodies of 27-year-old Courtney Bivens of Kansas City, Missouri, and 34-year-old Joshua Mobley of Mission, Kansas. The bodies found near a park on Sunday. The Lexington Herald Leader reports that Blivens played in 19 games at Western Kentucky University before transferring to Campbellsville University, where she graduated in 2013. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday Night Football, it's the 8-man Division II Sub-State Championship. Hanover at Axtell, live on KNDY FM 95.5, streaming on our website and our mobile app as well.
If you've ever thought your stomach was talking to you, you might have been closer to the truth than you know. We have more on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 15th. It is the 319th day of the year, and artist Georgia O'Keeffe was born on this day. Need a new excuse for overeating? Scientists are finding that gut bacteria can be a powerful influence. Our intestinal tracts are home to thousands of kinds of bacteria, beneficial for digesting food, regulating fat storage, and fighting off harmful bacteria. But in exchange, they demand certain types of rewards. It seems that those payments are what we've come to call cravings. People who crave chocolate, for example, have a different stomach chemistry than those who crave fats. That's not to say we're entirely powerless against their influence, but at least we know now the source of that gut feeling. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and solve the puzzle of the day, visit almanac.com.
KNDY. Baby, what's on?